Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, the scariest and loudest podcast on the planet. Oh my
God. That's probably true.
You already said a bad word.
That's okay. It'll be cut out. They won't be able
I'm
to hear.
I'm playing Agario.
Oh, yo, send me the link. I'll play too.
I'll squat up.
So the crazy thing about this podcast today is that Soup had chicken today, and it was delicious, right?
Yeah, are we actually
going? Are we going through? Is this actually starting like this?
Yeah. Tell me about your chicken adventures, bro. I'm interested. Yeah.
I rode to McDonald's and I had a McChicken.
What'd you ride?
Whoa! Yeah. How'd you get there?
Was it on donkey back?
Camelback?
Camel, actually.
Oh, I knew
camel.
It.
Camel.
I rode that big.
There is no way he rode a camel through Carolina.
We get it, Blarg. You're the only one that's allowed to ride a fucking camel around these parts.
You got a camel monopoly over there? That's not cool, dude.
Do you just have like snow camels, or what's going on over there in Canada?
We don't have camels in Canada because they don't live
Camel-da.
Here.
Camel. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm not.
God. Isn't it like a moose, like a Canadian camel?
No, it's a moose.
I actually love
camels.
You
ever say donkey sometimes?
What am I supposed to say to that?
I don't know. Like, have you ever? I just feel like I've only ever heard that phrase in movies. Like, oh yeah, donkey.
I feel like you have a very warped perception of Canadians.
I do. I have a warped perception of anybody that's not white.
Jeez.
I was not ready for that.
That was wildly uncultured.
That was something to say.
I am the living embodiment of a bologna sandwich with mayonnaise on it. That's my entire
That's
personality.
Actually not bad. Okay, do y'all like fried bologna?
Dude, I've
fried
bologna
is awesome.
Fried bologna.
Fried bologna? Like,
fried bologna is
like
so
you put
good.
It in like with oil and fry it?
I
feel like
no.
you wouldn't even need to put
like
oil
you
don't, and they
no,
just
you don't need
fry
to do that.
It.
It's just like bacon. You just throw it in the pan.
Yeah, I was going to say it's oily
so
enough,
just
I feel
like. Kind of like grilled bologna.
No, it's just fried bologna.
It sounds gross, but I bet it tastes
well, like,
really
when you
good.
Fry, like if you fry an egg or like fry something, you usually put like butter or oil.
Yeah,
in.
But like if you fry like bacon, you don't need to do that because it has so much fat, like greasy fat in it that you don't need to do that.
I guess that is true. Yeah, but bologna doesn't really have much like fat. Well, I guess it does, but
it's greasy.
It
doesn't really
greasy.
Good. Yeah.
Greasy.
But it's good. Like a big, thick old bologna sandwich.
Actually, I haven't had bologna in probably 3 years.
Dude, when I was like 10, my grandma used to nonstop feed me bologna. So now, just like, because I ate so much of it as a kid, even the like sight of bologna makes me feel ill.
That's
like,
how
I,
am
I cannot
spam.
Do it.
You ever had Spam?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever had that.
Not to an extent that like Blarg's had bologna though.
Not
just a couple good. Times in my life.
Spam is not.
I don't. I'm not even sure if we have it in Canada. I don't know if I've seen it. Like I know what it is. Isn't it just like the ham in a can essentially?
Yeah.
Ham in a can and a plant in a can.
It's like the lowest quality horse shit that you could buy.
It's canned meat, pretty much.
Canned meat in the first place is gross.
But like, what's odd is
you can try that too. You can fry that,
what's
too.
What's odd is, isn't that, like, not even, like, refrigerated? Like, how does it not go bad?
No,
because
it's not.
Because they put preservatives in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
It's pretty much the same way, like, kind of lunch meat really stays.
No, because lunch meat is cured.
Lunch meat goes bad.
It does. Yeah. But it's, like,
well,
cured,
it does,
so it doesn't go bad. It's not so much preservatives.
Yeah,
whereas, like, Spam is... What even is it?
It's just canned meat. Mystery.
It's just like mystery.
Meat.
Could be from a horse.
Like
could be a pig.
And pussy. An asshole.
It probably is. I mean, what's a Slim Jim made out of? It can't be much better than
no,
that.
Yeah. No, it cannot be better than that.
Probably like, I don't know, just like.
Yeah, have you ever just
horse
like.
Blood?
Have you ever just pulled like a Slim Jim or like any sort of sausage apart and just looked at the insides and were like, what am I putting in my body?
Pretend
like,
I'm a
mush
see.
Of meat.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, just close your eyes and eat the meat stick, go to bed. Like,
when I was younger,
I
used to think that sausage was like sausage and hot dog was just a part of an animal.
Like there was hot dog, there was like a hot dog
I didn't realize
inside
it was just
of the
mushed
pig.
Up meat inside of casing. I thought it was just
like it was
part
an
of
actual wiener.
Just like, I don't know, like a
well, that's not really
like,
a dumb, it's not a dumb thought. I mean,
nah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, if I still believe that, then yeah, I'd be dumb. But I was
well,
like,
in terms of McNasty thoughts, yeah, that's pretty big brain.
It's like chicken nuggets. When you're a kid, you think a nugget is just a part of a chicken. It's not.
I actually never thought that. I always thought it was just like a chicken tip.
All right, Harvard graduate, calm
no,
down.
Jesus no, Christ, I'm a fucking like complete. Shit. I'm a complete idiot. Well, so are you, but we're all complete idiots. But I don't know. I think it's because the fucking And whenever I like pulled them apart, I kind of like put two and two together. It just looked like the regular chicken boob, but with breading.
It looks like a sponge with like 2% chicken in it.
You are eating soup. Are you getting abducted? Soup?
Oh, we've lost Soup.
Soup just, yeah. Did he just die on the podcast?
I don't know. I can't tell if he took his headphones off or if he just knocked out and smashed his head into his desk.
Too much talk about bologna and mystery meat.
Soup?
I think there might be somebody outside.
Soup, are you...
Dude, sorry about that.
Are you okay?
You good?
Dude, my roommate just randomly fucking comes in. He's usually not here on, like, this day of the
was
week.
Was that big of a deal? Were you just, like, naked? Like, what was the panic
no,
for?
No, I was just like... Like, I have a fucking alarm system in my house.
Oh, and it went off?
Who the fuck? I'm like, grabbing the shotgun.
I was going to say,
I was going to say something about the shotgun.
I wish we heard him cock a gun in the background.
You just hear a blast.
Dude, that would be the best podcast. You could just immediately turn around, come back, and then tell the story about what just happened.
Yeah, that would have been fantastic. We'd have a topic.
Yeah, no, my roommate just walked in. It scared the fuck out of me, though. Normally not... Not here on this day.
All right, we thought you got abducted, so honestly a little disappointed.
I thought you might have just had an aneurysm and passed down your head. Like, slammed in your head.
What, could you hear my like headphones falling?
Yeah, yes, we just heard like just like we're just like the fuck's
don't
happening.
Don't worry about it.
All right, ain't
nothing but a thing.
Should we move on to an actual topic?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Go ahead. This one was in our comments section. If you had to change, like, switch bodies with one of the other goons for, like, a week, who would it be and why?
so I could spend all his money.
That's why. No, you don't. You just get his body. You don't get to become
No, I get his whole fucking wallet is what I get.
No, you literally just get his body. Like, you wake up and you're now do body.
Well, I mean, it would be curious to see how his asshole feels after all them gay poundings. So, I mean,
you've heard my farts, so you probably have somewhat of an idea.
Right, but I'm wondering like what it feels like down there.
I would want to switch bodies with Dube so that I could bang Dubra.
You are still where you are. You just wake up and are in a different person's body, but are still where you are. You don't get to become Dube. You don't get to go yet.
Can I inherit his powers? Because I want a sweet pick. I can't sweet pick.
I would change his setup for him.
I'd do him a favor.
Don't touch my setup, bro.
As a friendly gesture.
I don't think you're still not getting what Blarg is saying.
No.
You wake up in South Carolina and you're just in my bed as Dude.
Yeah, you're just... It's your life still. You're just me in my body. That's the only thing that's changed.
Oh,
it's,
then
it's
I'd a put you through hell.
It's a total cosmetic
no,
thing.
No, it's
else.
Still you. Oh my god.
I don't understand. This is a dumb question.
So this is a question.
No,
is like,
it's not
who
hard
do you
to understand.
Thinks body is the nicest out of the goons?
No, not even. Because like, I would be Soup, so I could pretend that I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I'd probably have fun with that, and go do Billy Ray Cyrus things. And sign some stuff.
In Canada. No one would give a fuck in Canada.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We know who Billy Ray Cyrus is here.
I doubt that.
You're
the only Canadian who knows who Billy Ray Cyrus is.
We had Hannah Montana TV show here.
I don't think you did. I think you're lying.
I fucking ate this.
It sounds like a lie to me.
Yeah.
Smells like a baby back horse shit to me.
I am backing out of the goons.
You guys can
buy my 25%.
I would still wake up as Dew in South Carolina, I guess. That sounds sounds like it being a regular fucking day, honestly.
You would just do regular stuff. You wouldn't do anything different now that you're like, rob a bank?
I mean, what would I do that would be anything special with
you
his
body?
You
could rob a bank because you have someone else's face? God, you guys are not creative here.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't thinking about criminal shit, Mark. Sorry, I'm not a fucking criminal.
Yeah.
All right.
Larg is sus. He's an imposter.
This
is a little bit of a weird question.
All right, then fine. How about you could switch bodies and be that person?
And lives. Just switch lives, yeah.
You can switch lives.
100%.
Why do you want to be the do?
Money, low body fat percentage.
Yeah, but that
stamina,
money goes away again in like...
You can obtain all of those things. You don't have to become me.
All those transfer all my account.
Ooh, that's go a back good to my idea. Normal I'd sign into his PayPal.
I got about 4 cents in there. Enjoy it.
I don't know if this was where this question was supposed to go, but sure, let's just all Rob do.
I love
I
you
would
guys.
Be due simply for the fact that I could eat like a whole pizza and not feel guilty about it.
What wouldn't it be the opposite? I feel like it's if you're already fat, you can kind of just get more fat and not care.
I would probably feel more guilty about that than you.
Yeah. I feel because, like yeah, I feel like because you're like in a state of, you know, being fit. You eat a pizza and you're like, oh, this is going to actually make like a noticeable difference. Where if you're already a fat fuck, you can kind of be like, yeah, I'm a fat fuck. What's it matter if I eat 17 slices of pizza? You know?
Yeah, because like a whole pizza is like my whole calories for like an entire day. So
it's, yeah. I don't know what I'd actually answer to this, to be honest, because I don't think I'd go steal dude's money.
Weird question.
You know what? I thought maybe somebody would have something. You know what? Fuck me then. Somebody else find a question.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
I like it.
It's a good question. But all we talked about was my money and my butthole the whole time.
That's all you have going for you, so.
Yeah. Wow, thanks, yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably try meth if I was due.
Oh, yeah, that you could easily do that. Yeah.
Okay, so are we all just going like to be due?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
Why not?
I mean, he's the most like well off of all of us.
Yeah, I guess. Except for his, like, are you like 5'8"?
Can we... I prefer not to answer that question.
I don't want to be due anymore, I'm going to be honest. I no longer want to be due.
How tall are you, Blarg?
Like 3 inches taller than you. There's like a whole little
5'4"? You're short.
I said tall. What? Do you... Wait, you're 4'9"? Wait,
oh my
no, 4'10"?
No, you're still wrong. You're still wrong.
Dude, I make YouTube videos. I don't do math.
Dude, I feel like my brain has deteriorated so much since I quit regular jobs and I do YouTube
honestly,
now.
Like, the minute college was done, I feel like my brain just, like, I sneezed and it all just fell out.
Dude,
like, it's just
I was
gone.
Just talking to my cousin about this the other day. I literally feel like, ever since I've gotten out of school and, like, I've done anything that, like, challenges my brain in any way, I feel like I'm literally getting dumber. Like, I feel like my brain is actually, like, worsening. Like, it's becoming just this... softer and more soft, just sponge of nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I mean,
remember,
around your time, you do
such
start
a broad,
technically do that.
I used to have such a broad vocabulary. Like, whenever I would, like, need to say a word, I wouldn't.
I believe that.
Well,
one.
I'm saying before I met you guys, when I was actually, like, in school
life.
And learning and shit, and I, whenever I would say, like, a sentence, I would always try and challenge myself to use words that weren't just, like, the typical word.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Yeah, that's one of the words. But I feel like now that I don't ever really like use my brain for anything, I feel like when I try and make those sentences and use like a word, it's like the word just doesn't exist in my brain. But I feel like I need to say it, and then I just like.
Is that when you do the Skorten Hagen?
Skorten Hagen, yeah, it's when you have your little short circuit.
No, but, it's literally
your
just
brain
like,
does start to deteriorate after around I think it's 26 or 7. You do technically start to go on the decline, so you may very well be stupider than you were.
Yeah,
that is 100%
like
possible.
That's possible.
But, you know what? You know
does
what
it make
fucks
that much
up?
Of a difference after 1 year?
Oh, I feel like it's accelerated by the fact that you yell donkey piss for a living.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I need to start like doing like some online testing or just like reading or something that like challenges my brain in a way, you know?
Yeah, no, probably. It's not a bad idea at all. I like the thing that fucked me up the most is like because I was in college for 6 years. I used to write like every day, right, with a pen. And obviously I didn't do that for a long ass time. And when I went to like recently had a meeting and I had to sign some shit. And I didn't even remember how to like hold a pen.
Isn't that
like,
the worst? When you forget how to like write, you're like, wait.
It just became such a foreign thing. I was like, how do I do this? Like it's I don't know. I it's something I just did so subconsciously, and then I had to like think about it so hard when I just went to sign my name. Like I don't even remember how to sign my name.
I've been there before.
It's so
fucking
weird.
I can't even remember
weird.
What handwriting feels like. I can't remember the last time I like accidentally See, right there,
it is. There it is, baby.
I'm flipping my words so much. It's oh god, it's terrible. I want to die.
I don't remember how to do cursive like at all. Like, I know how to sign my own name, but, like, other letters I don't remember how to do outside of my name.
I don't think anybody does cursive past, like, the second grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give you a little course in it in, like, third grade, and then they never ask you to do it ever again.
Oh, really? We had to do it up to grade 8, I think it was. But even then, even then, I would sign my name differently every single time. Like, up until probably the last, 2 years, I would literally sign my name differently every single time. So, like, I'd go to hand documents and at the bank, be like, 4 different signatures. It's like, literally.
My grandma still writes in, she still writes in cursive. She's written in cursive her whole life. And, that's her, actual handwriting is writing cursive.
It's just fucking noodle
that's
language.
That's how they taught them back in the day.
Yeah, but, that's my little brother. Grandmother is, too.
So she recently wrote a birthday card for my little brother. And, a birthday card just has the words already in it. Like, the printed whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he would, open the card and read that part, and then she would write a message under it. So he'd be like, happy birthday to blah, 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 and then she'd get to her part and just go, he would just make, turkey noises because he didn't know how to read it.
Turkey noises.
She'd be like, you're a very special boy on your birthday.
Sounds like he's very special.
All right, you don't talk about my brother like that, you pussy.
I'd kiss your brother.
I'll beat the shit out of your brother.
Does your brother sound like you?
No.
Your whole family sounds like you.
I think he just turned 7. He's not very old.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh. All right.
Yeah.
That'd be terrifying if he sounded like you.
I'd probably kill him. But yeah,
a lot of my family, the men in my family sound
It's so funny when your dad said Greg Paul and it sounded identical. And then your cousin the other day when he was in your room, I legit thought you were just talking yourself to get out of a recording. Just no, guys, I'm going to go. My cousin wants to go to town.
I've learned to throw my voice like a ventriloquist. Get out of. Get out of. I was able to say that word. Almost in a ventriloquism.
Like a volcano.
McNasty's dad could have easily done half of these podcasts and we would never know it.
That's very true.
No, that's one YouTuber. I'm not going to say their name because I'm not sure how many people actually know about this, but one YouTuber used to get their brother to read the scripts for brand deals on all their videos, and he wouldn't even read them and he would just pay him a bit. So McNasty could easily
do
that.
Could you imagine just paying somebody to read something for you?
I think he'd have weird thing to do.
Recording on and read.
It's a weird thing to pay someone for.
I think it was more so of he was tired of said script for said game, and his brother, he was just looking for a reason to give his brother extra cash kind of thing. Of here you go, I'll give you a job. That's probably not what I feel like. That'd probably somehow breach contract, but I don't know.
Nah.
It definitely could.
Yeah, we won't talk about it. None of us are lawyers, so we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm scratching my back with a brush right now, and it feels really good.
Why?
Is it you that had a ball brush, McNasty?
That was him. Yeah.
Why?
Is that the same brush?
Why do you need brushes?
No, this brush is brand new.
Bro, fucking horses don't even need that many brushes, and they're literally full of hair. They get two
you
brushes
don't know if he's
per
full
horse.
Of hair of not.
I do. He I could be actually full of hair. I have a picture of McNasty on my hard drive. I could dox his face right now.
Hard drive. It's on my hard
drive.
You know what? Do I have you too? So you better watch it. I got you with big old titties.
Comes and wipes out your hard drive.
What is a hair drive?
Hair drive.
Your hair drive. What? What do you mean? You just talked about your hair drive.
Your Canadian hair dryer.
Wait, do you guys have weird plugs up in Canada like they do in the UK? Or do you have the same kind of plugs that we do?
Regular plugs.
Oh, that was a genuine question. I
just
didn't
think about that.
Well, we have regular
outlets.
Yeah,
you're just asking a question, Blarg. No reason.
Yeah, he's dick. No! I don't know the answer.
Well, we have regular ass outlets just like you guys. We got the two little skinny ones and then...
Show me your hair.
Prove it.
Do you want a picture of my outlet? I don't have any... That aren't
your
outlet.
You want a picture of me?
Whereabouts is my outlet?
I don't sound like that.
I love mocking other cultures. Am I right?
Up top. America.
Up
America.
Top. Anyways,
that was a very American moment. Brought
USA.
To the goons.
USA.
Yeah. Yeah. 70% BMI. Anyway.
USA. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hmm? Continue.
What was that?
Love you. Love you. Hmm? Love you. Love you.
Hate you. Leaving the podcast.
70% what? 70% of us are
what?
Fucking awesome.
$5. Yeah, anyway,
we already know that.
You guys are text 50%.
If you didn't hear that, listeners, he's called us fat fucks.
Yeah, but you're taxed out the ass.
You guys literally had a Cheeto running your country for 4 years.
You're Prime Minister Blackface.
Only sometimes. Are you coughing from your COVID cases? That's what I thought. All right. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Nobody has guns up there. You can't defend yourself.
From what?
What are a moose? Defend yourself from?
Yeah, a fucking a rampaging raccoon in the backyard? Shut up.
Canada has ever had, like, a war animals. Problem.
From the moose tornadoes.
Moose tornadoes.
Like shark tornado. Shark tornado.
It's like moose nado.
Moose nado.
Moose nado. That is fucking awesome, dude.
Dude, that would actually be
Canada should
deadly.
Totally do a fucking spinoff.
Moose. I'm pretty sure mooses weigh like over 1,000 pounds. Like, I don't think they're light.
That would you need a strong ass tornado to pick up 8 or 9 of those.
Can you imagine just getting a full moose?
Don't sharks weigh that same amount too?
I have no idea.
Do you say you need a strong ass tornado to pick up one of those?
Well,
you do know tornadoes fucking wipe through houses, right?
Correct, but yeah. What weighs more, a moose or a house? Let's ask Bill Nye.
Probably a house. Well, I mean, it throws cars that are like 2 tons at least.
It throws cars.
He's mad that you're right. Now he's going to mock you.
I will now be changing the subject.
Hey, enjoy your dusty little corner, you fucking Harry Potter little bitch.
Whoa, I've never seen Harry Potter, so that can't defend me.
Okay, well, he lives under stairs.
Yeah. Dobby. Are we going to wait for Dobby?
Are we going to wait for Dobby?
How did you... Three years into our friendship, I don't know how you got my name messed
Dude,
up that bad.
It's because Soup said lobby right as I said that, and I just said Dobby.
Yeah, it's... All right, I'm going to start a new topic now because I don't want to hear about
all right,
Dobby.
Okay,
all
right.
If you guys... Actually, did we do this? If you guys could have a superpower, what would it be? I feel like...
We've done that.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did that a long time ago.
If you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
No, not doing the animal.
Oh, yeah. What animal would you be if you could be an animal?
Do we get any comments about, like, questions or advice or anything that's worth talking about?
Let's be
I don't know. Am I the only one scrolling through our comments right now?
Yes, I'm playing Agario.
Bro, you didn't even link it to me. I asked you to.
And you know what? A username COVID-19 is about to eat me alive. So thank you, Blarg.
Oh, here's one. What's your fetish?
Ooh.
Who got a weird fetish?
I feel like McNasty's gotta have...
Foot!
You like just one foot? Are you into
pinky
foot?
Toes.
I actually... I don't have a foot fetish, but I like nice feet. You know what I mean?
I mean... I get it's
sounds
no,
like a foot fetish to me.
Good foot.
But it's not I get not like, you know, somebody with like fucking nasty ass fucking smelly ass shit.
I think
like
just
anything.
A general thing, though.
Yeah,
I just like fungus.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I have a notable like fetish. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, what classifies as a fetish?
I mean, I like getting my pecker sex.
I think anything that deviates from like regular
like
missionary sex.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then, yeah. I mean, I guess
I really like
a
vagina.
Lot.
It's good.
Probably trannies, if I were to think of anything.
That's a big one.
Femboy hooters.
Yeah. Just men. Man,
people with one leg,
my
bigger than the other.
Big black fucking throbbing cock. You know, nothing too
a lot
major.
Of veins.
Just Mandingo.
But don't smack off his kneecap. I'm not interested.
I just want to journey through Africa for a month and not have any source of hydration. And then some massive Mandingo.
I just
offers
live...
me his big throbbing cock like a straw
done,
to save my... dehydrated ass.
I think if I were to probably choose a fetish, it'd probably be like.
I
<We're just> gonna...
All right, dude. You don't get to talk.
It's okay. It's fine. It's probably better if I don't talk on this topic.
No, talk so. About it.
If I were to choose a fetish, it'd probably be.
I have to pee.
What would it be, McDasty?
Huh?
What would it be? Finish your sentence.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Okay, that's what we've been waiting for.
What is happening? All right, do you want to say what you were going to say?
Probably I don't even know what I was going to say.
I want to move on.
No, dude, you haven't answered. I want to hear.
6'8" Russian women named Helga. Okay, picking me up and slamming me and breaking my back. Rearranging my insides with a big old dildo.
I'd pay so much money to see dude just get like helicoptered while getting like blown by a 6'8"
like woman. Brock Lesnar just bam.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, I regret starting this.
Yeah, why did you pick that topic?
It's the first one I saw. New topic.
Why'd you just sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Word I can't say.
Arnold Schwarzenegger word. You can say his last name as long as you
it's not worth it.
As long as you pronounce it right, because not worth it, I know a lot of people that don't pronounce it right.
Moving on.
Okay. Well, then, what would you like to talk about?
Fetish.
Foot.
You are really pushing for
that.
Kinda...
man in jungle or whatever. Whatever Soup said. I was toning him out. He said you wanted to
said
go
jungle. You fucking racist.
What? I thought you said you wanted to go through a jungle and like
I
live off
Africa.
Of nothing but coom.
Africa is mostly jungle, except for like the south and north.
Okay, you
I
don't
tuned
know
out
that.
What you said. That's just what it boiled down to, basically.
God, I want to boil my dick. Anyway, let's find something else to talk about, please. Oh man!
Stop pushing for foot.
Do you guys wash the bottom of your feet every time you take a bath?
Yeah,
I used to not.
A bath. Yeah.
I used to not do it.
I don't know what y'all do. I just said bath to make you fucking
bath bomb.
You fucking word I can't say. Phil included.
What?
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's all coming out.
What is coming out? You?
I'm angry.
I support you being gay. I'm confused what's happening.
Yes, I do wash every square inch of my body when I shower.
I used to not do it, but I have a scrubby thing now that I like, scrub my feet with.
Why do you have a brush for everything?
I got a foot brush,
like
a ball brush, a head brush, a titty brush.
I don't wash the bottom of my feet every single time. I don't think there's a reason. I mean, dude, my feet don't get that fucking dirty. I mean,
sitting in your shoes.
I mean, you do have pretty hot feet.
You actively told me you've had the same shoes since like grade 7. You should definitely be washing everything.
They have evolved to the point where they don't need to be washed.
They're beyond stink.
It's just gangrene, just complete mess down there. Yes,
is that like when you don't shower for like 5 years and your skin just becomes like a shell?
Yeah.
And no bacteria can penetrate the hardness of your skin.
Correct.
That is disgusting. Oh. All right. Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of foot?
Dude, what is.
Favorite kind of foot? Homeless.
What?
Homeless. Dirty old sock with one toe sticking through.
Gangrene. Gout.
Did you guys ever have that like one Christmas uncle that would always have a massive hole in his sock? Like one
Christmas
toe would be
uncle?
Sticking out.
What the fuck
does that only exist during Christmas time?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure that's called Santa.
It's one of those weird like family members you just never fucking see except for holidays, and they always got like a hole in their sock or something weird. Just like one distinct feature that they always
have. All of my relatives.
Dude, there used to be this fucking dude. I don't know what happened to him. He might be dead. But he used to always come to Christmas, and I had no idea. Nobody ever introduced me to him. And he was like 60, and he used to just go over to one of the couches, take his sock off, leave one on, and go to bed on a couch. It's like no clue who he was. He'd just like always be at Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck. You guys are... You guys are not okay.
Okay, let's find a new topic, please.
Correct.
Larg, are you on it? I'm still going hard in Agario, bro.
Dude, I'm
COVID,
trying to find...
COVID didn't wipe me out. I'm going strong.
I'm trying to... All right, we might have talked about this, too. I was going to say, do you guys have any, like, notable talents that you don't...
Guitar?
That you don't show or talk about at all, just like randomly something you're good at.
Bass.
Okay, that's bass.
I'm all right at the drums.
I also play a 7-string guitar, and I can keep play an 8-string guitar.
Keep a little bite. Oh,
mine.
This has not been a good answer.
Let me think, Chow. Let me think, okay. Chow.
Okay.
Let me think, Chow.
Chum,
I'm pretty
Dave.
Good at scratching my balls with a brush.
That's not
I'm
a
pretty
talent.
Good at writing feet.
I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I mean, I used to make music before I did YouTube. Like,
but
EDM.
Like, I still feel like that's somewhat obvious because, like, I don't know. It's obvious that you're into music. So, yeah. Like, I'm talking like just like something completely it's fucking
like a weird
random.
Talent or just something like yeah.
Good at songwriting, I think sometimes.
Well, that's again,
that has
that's
to be
that's
a given.
Obvious.
You're in a fucking band.
Yeah. You literally actively write songs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hidden or weird. You know, never mind.
I don't know, dude. I can do a little weird thing with my throat.
I thank all you right.
for thanks for coming
that.
To show and tell.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm good at bowling, like, but y'all call me white for it, so there's that.
Well,
you
dude,
are.
We call you white because stuff. You're white.
True.
Okay, this is a very first world conversation. I don't think.
Pretty good at spending money.
Piss.
I'm good at drinking clean water.
I can drink clean water all day long.
All right, you're pissing off our Flint, Michigan fans.
That place is actually pretty close to me. I was kind of scared when all that shit happened because I was like, what if my water's
boo-boo
aids?
It's still happening. They haven't done anything about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jaden Smith went there and was like, look, I'm here. And then he left, so, you know, that's something. They're helping the gang out there.
He's like, the water's here is gross. I'm leaving.
Yeah, this is not good.
I farted and it is unreal.
Thank you.
Nice. Oh, my.
I hope the audio picked that up. I want to talk about Dude's butthole for a second here. The amount of times Dude has farted or burped during important meetings is just beyond my understanding.
You're literally worse than me now. Like, dude,
but only when we're talking to like managers or like game developers.
We were in a call with our management last Wednesday or something, and our main manager was talking. All I could hear, nobody else picked it up, but it just sounded like somebody grabbed a duck by the throat and just smashed it off a wall. It was so aggressive and so loud, and nobody else heard it.
I didn't hear it.
That would be because I pushed it out as hard as humanly possible.
I could tell. I just started laughing my ass off. I had to mute, and I just messaged you. It's just like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? We did it when we were with the devs of...
Of Warface.
Yeah, we were with the devs of Warface, and they were like giving us the rundown of their game. And yeah. did you think you muted or something?
So I usually have my mic like right here, just cause, and I thought I had muted, and I burped like, you know, that kind of burp where you like chug like half a soda, and it's
it just like comes from your deep innards. Yeah, like it's just this huge, monstrous, thunderous burp.
Yeah, so these guys were, like, super serious, and they're, like, explaining the game and the mechanics and stuff, and they're like, oh, if you go down here and you could see, like, all the weapon skins, and I'm just like...
Dude, it was so, like, bass boosted, like, my ears were just ringing, and they just, like...
Dude, we were making so much noises when we were doing that.
Yeah. It was just funny, because they were so serious. Yeah, it was hard not to be, like... Chicken.
That's what makes it
or
funny.
Something.
That's what makes it best.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like turn away and be like, making noise. like explaining the game.
I remember you kept doing that. They were like it's for a little bit of context, they're like very Russian, so just like very stern and just like to the point. And like they just were not there to joke around, so he just kept making
ripping burps and farts and noises.
I would be like, aye aye, comrade.
Yeah, just dumb shit like that. The fact that they didn't just like send Putin to our house to kill us all and not play their game was shocking.
And I was like, let's get some vodka for this. They like that one. They
Yeah, that was the same session. You should talk about your fun time with MatPat. We can talk about that whole experience because I don't think we've talked about that.
What did I even say?
Okay, I just want to point out we've done a decent amount of deals as the goons now, where we've worked with brands and whatever, promoted it together, played the game. This one was the most chaotic thing ever because it was that. But they put us in a call with the developers as well as other content creators like Matt Pat and his editor.
Like people we've never spoke to.
Yeah, right. People we are not familiar with at all. And
I think we gave a good first impression.
Dude, you should talk about what you said to Matt Pat. I said a couple things,
one of which I'm not going to say on this podcast because that needs to be nuked. But the other one...
Yeah, you can talk about the Make-A-Wish one.
Yeah. I'm just so used to like referring to these guys as retarded, like Soup and McNasty and Blarg. And so like, I don't know, McNasty was making some dumb noise like he does. Like... And so, like, Matt Pat was like, what the hell? And I was just like, oh, don't worry about him. He's our Make-A-Wish player. And I come to find out later that he's, like, worked closely with Make-A-Wish and snowboarding. I wanted to crawl up inside my own butthole and die in that moment.
Oh, when you said that, I felt the Discord just go so silent.
Oh, you heard a pin drop, yeah.
I, like, stopped touching my keyboard because I didn't even want to be responsible for a little, like, clicky-clack sound. So I just fucking sat there, just muted, and just blank stared at my monitor for, like, 20 seconds until someone said something. Like,
there were, like, 12 other people in there, and, like, four of them were, like, Matt Pat's team. And I was like, God.
I love Soup's comment though.
His was good. Yeah, his was fine.
That was awkward.
What did I even say though?
That's just a theory.
Yeah,
what did I say that in relation to?
So I remember. I'm pretty sure it was when that one guy kept one of the devs kept like spawn-nating us.
Warface
breakout was his gamer tag.
Fucking reason. Yeah. He wanted us to get footage on the game, but then would get a 4K spawn grenade kill on us. So we're just like, I'm pretty sure it was Matt Pat or his editor that was just like, damn, we just got messed up. And Soup was just like, but that's just a theory. It was completely silent, except for Matt Pat's editor, who just went...
Dude, his editor thought we were hilarious. We were like cracking jokes, and he was laughing hard.
His editor liked this.
Yeah. I was just like, no.
Did not say a single word to us other than when he was trying to get a clip. And then he didn't even use any of the footage. Yeah. He used none of the footage either.
It was like 20 minutes to do that, and then he ended up not using it.
Yeah, it was...
He's probably just like, fuck... What?
Fuck these guys.
What'd you just say?
I said, fuck the game theorists.
Oh. Okay, no.
All I heard was...
Goons. Nip. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Theme song now, or what?
We made sure the intro... Yeah, the intro to every podcast.
Just sample just that.
Goon.
Don't even put any kind of music. It's literally just that.
Just that.
Goons podcast. Snap.
Here's a little spitty ass mouth.
So on brand.
It's all spitty. Yeah, you can hear that phlegm.
Greg,
since you guys have Thanksgiving tomorrow,
yes,
do you have
that
any?
That is what we're doing tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow is gluttony day. I eat myself into a coma.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow I'm gonna eat like a pig.
Oh, dude, I'm so looking forward to it. Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
I was gonna ask. Is do you guys have any like interesting Thanksgiving stories
turkey
or anything?
Green bean casserole.
That's your interesting story?
Oh, yes.
Apparently 60%, 60% of all cream of mushroom soup that's sold in America does go to being turned into that thing.
I love green bean casserole.
I don't think I've ever had it. Like, what is in it?
It's so fucking good.
Green beans. And casserole.
That's it. So fucking good, bro.
Like, what is even casserole?
And it's just like the crispy stuff on top of it.
The crispy little onions on the green beans.
Got the mush in it. Got the mush. Mm. I don't know. It's just green beans and mush.
But it makes
crispy
your
onion.
Farts, dude. Your farts after eating that are...
One of those farts.
My friend told me today that the day after... The day after Thanksgiving is like the day that plumbers get called the most.
Really?
Yep.
Seriously?
Also, it's apparently it is the day that Americans drink the most over 4th of July, surprisingly.
Huh.
The more you know. Yeah.
It does.
That's surprising. Yeah, you would always think that it would be 4th of July.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any like fuck shit happen on 4th of July with like fireworks?
Just besides like, we like always, getting them shot at people.
Americans always shoot them towards us. Like people in Detroit will literally just fire fireworks towards
Canada. Fire them over the border. They just shoot like mortar shells at you, basically.
I don't think anybody in Detroit sounds like that, Soup.
Hey, fuck you, Canada!
You douchebag.
I actually don't. I can't think of a Detroit accent because there's like a Michigan accent, which is really fucking annoying.
Oh yeah, Michigan, don't you know?
Yeah, it's like Canadians if somebody bonked them on the head with a bat. It's tough, but I feel like Detroit people don't have that. They're too like civilized and smart.
Is it midget? Is it Michigan?
What?
They're like very Midwestern.
Michigan,
right?
Dude, Michigan is like the Louisiana of the North. It is a fucking garbage pail. Like the land itself is like beautiful, but dude, the people in Michigan are just like no teeth, meth drinking fucking crackheads.
Clark, you say that about everyone that doesn't live in Canada.
Yeah, no, that's not true. And I don't like
it. Yes, you do.
Most of America, except for the Midwest and half the South, is fuck shit.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I got
I said the opposite of that.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, I got that mixed up. But you get what I'm saying.
Someone wants to know, what is the weirdest thing that someone in your house has overheard you yell or say while streaming or recording and asked you about it later?
That's a really good question, actually.
I yelled, I want to fuck my dad's ass, and he had my door open, asking what I wanted for dinner as I yelled that. Just made eye contact, said, okay, I see you are busy, and then he closed the door. And that was that. So,
yeah, I was talking about banging my mom one time, and she heard that and came in and asked me about that.
When we were recording COD, what did you say?
I was like, bang my mom.
Bang my mom.
Whip shit.
That was a good ass clip.
And she was standing outside my door. She was like outside my door having a conversation with my brother, and they both heard me say it.
She's like had like a cop to your door listening in. Like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
She's probably masturbating to your voice.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Enough.
I have a funny story about this.
Okay.
Okay.
So, carry on. Whenever I was still living at my parents, I had like a PA speaker hooked up. A pussy ass speaker hooked up to my computer. And I had just made my Discord. This was probably like 3-ish years ago. I just created my Discord, and like my friend wanted me to go to Taco Bell with him. And like my computer was still hooked up to the PA speaker. And I didn't know that Discord had text to speech.
Oh, no.
And I was out of the house, and I get a phone call from my dad, and he's just like, is there any reason that your computer keeps saying slap my nuts on the Twin Towers? Like, it was just repeatedly like, slap my nuts on the Twin Towers, slap my nuts on the Twin Towers. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Russian hackers, dad.
But yeah, it was just saying slap my nuts on the Twin Towers repeatedly.
I had something similar like that happen to me. I don't know if my dad ever heard it, but when I lived with my dad, I was in the room adjacent to him, and it was pretty late at night, and my old guitar amp, I used to connect to it from on my phone with Bluetooth, because you can use the app on your phone to like change the settings and stuff. And the first time I ever bought it, I forgot that it was connected to Bluetooth. So I went to go watch porn, and it was just full volume. And right as I opened the porn, it was just like, it was in my room too. It was just extremely loud, like instant moaning for probably a good 4 or 5 seconds before I was able to shut it off.
Oh, God.
I was like, you had to have heard that. Because it wasn't late at night. It was only like maybe like 9:30 or 10. Like, I knew he was in his room, but I don't think he was asleep. And I was like, fuck, you probably heard that. Just loud.
I had like porn. Actually two things to that. I've had that happen where like that fucking Twitter meme where it's like, oh, volume up. Like, can't believe this dude said that. And then you click on it. So like, yeah, I did that in the kitchen next to my mom. And I didn't even fucking say anything. I just like put my phone on the table and slid it to her. Just like, so she saw the video and was like, oh, I was kind of wondering what was happening, but I didn't think I'd say anything.
I've had to explain that to parents too.
Yeah.
If you did that around like another person your age, they would know
exactly what they know what exactly what's happening. The other time though, well, actually this didn't happen, but this was like one of my biggest fears of it happening. When I first got my old car, it used to connect to my Bluetooth the minute anybody turned it on. And, like, people would have to turn it on to, like, move cars so they could get theirs out of the garage or whatever. So people would have to, like, move my car. And it would automatically connect. So, like, if I, like, was watching porn or something the night before and they went to move it for work, it would automatically connect and start playing the last thing that was being played if I didn't close it. So my biggest fear was always that, like, somebody would just go to move my car and just get fucking porn blasted in the surround speakers. So I was always so scared of that. But I don't think it ever happened. It very well could have, because it connected all the way from my room, like, onto my driveway. It was horrifying. But yeah, that was a big fear. I don't know if it ever happened, but hopefully not.
I got another question. What is the most expensive item that we've purchased, and like, what's the weirdest item we've purchased?
Well, for me, it's a guitar.
That's your most expensive item you've purchased?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is. Make sure you guess.
Probably same. I'd probably say my most expensive thing besides my vehicle.
Yep, I was gonna say you have a car and a house.
Yeah, you're a truck.
Well, yeah, but I mean, besides like.
Okay, so are we ignoring cars and houses?
Well, yeah,
okay, okay. No, that's fine.
Is a car an item?
Kinda. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, no, then my truck is the most expensive thing.
I thought the question was just like, what have you spent the most amount of money at one time on? It's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, I'd say let's skip cars and houses because I feel like that's too generic.
Yep.
All right.
Guitar. Really? What's your most expensive guitar even?
Like $2,000, that Viper. I mean, I don't think I've ever spent more than that on anything.
I've spent more at a dinner.
What about your computer?
Well, I mean, well, besides that. I mean,
we're
like,
just making a bunch of besides that.
Well,
like,
those are just obvious.
Generic,
they should be obvious.
Then for me, it would have to be a guitar too, and I don't have expensive guitars.
Okay, fuck me. No guitars, no cars, no computer.
A yodeling pickle, goddammit! I spent like $30 on a yodeling pickle! A brisket!
That doesn't count. That doesn't count, Soup.
Okay, too generic.
You used it for your job. It doesn't count as a tax write-off.
Everybody's got a yodeling pickle.
If you write it off on your taxes, it don't count.
I don't know, dude. I don't... Fuck. I bought a SpongeBob helmet that was like $20.
It's the most expensive thing you bought. That wasn't a tax write-off or a car.
What's Soup? Can you think of the most expensive dinner you've had at like a event or something?
Dude, that you paid for? I don't think I've ever spent more than like $100 at a dinner.
Really? Oh no.
Same here. Talking to a guy that eats fucking bologna sandwiches, like great value chips. I don't give a fuck.
I think the full group, it was like almost $5,000 for the whole dinner.
What the fuck were you eating? Goddamn Mr. Beast over here.
What the fuck were you eating? There's drinks and like everybody got Wagyu and shit. It was fucked. It was
how
fucking...
in the actual fuck do you spend $5,000 like, at dinner?
$5,000.
I had a fucking McChicken today, Blarg.
No, it's not like I do that every night, you fucking ate. It's not like I go, ooh, time to spend fucking $2,000 on dinner. Ooh. No. I normally eat like a fucking little peasant bitch. I eat fucking chicken and rice every night.
My dad would whoop my ass if he ever found out that I spent like over $1,000 on dinner. He would beat my fucking ass no matter how old I am.
Yeah. It was between a lot of people. Yeah, I don't remember how many. We all did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, IRS. I spent $5,000 on fucking meat.
And we split it.
Insta audit for real.
Yeah,
insta audit. Your ass going to prison.
They're not even audit. They just immediately break your kneecaps and take your house. Yeah,
dude. First of all, my CPA is going to just block that.
Really? Yeah. What's your All right, interesting. I feel like fucking garbage now. I can think of like probably 20 times I spent over a grand on dinner.
Oh my fucking God.
What the hell?
You can buy dinner for like 2 months with that.
See, here's the thing. It's like,
you can help like children in Africa for like 25 cents a day.
What are you going to do with Wagyu? Fuck off.
I'm just saying, like, think of the stark contrast.
If I was like Red Lobster and my bank saw a charge for a fucking grand,
they'd be like, what Red Lobster? You'd have to get so much dog shit.
Did he just buy a timeshare at Red Lobster? The fuck did he buy?
Okay, I don't think I can spend
all their Cheddar Bay biscuits that they made.
Spend a grand ass.
I'll take your entire stock.
Dude, Cheddar Bay biscuits. Ooh.
Oh, can we just 10 seconds of appreciation for Cheddar Bay biscuits, please.
Oh, yeah. Best biscuits money can buy. And they're
unreal.
Not a grand.
Right. They're actually free with your meal. So
I'd like to point out, I like eating off the dollar menu at McDonald's too. All right. I'm not a bougie bitch. It's just when we travel, it's fun.
Okay.
Feels like an event to go out and, you know, eat at super cool restaurants.
Do you still have the dollar menu in Canada?
Yeah.
Mark, remind me to never go to dinner with you.
Right.
Dude, I will buy it if I okay, fuck,
call mine for dinner.
How many times did you upload Among Us last month? You do not need a loan to get dinner.
I would have to call my bank and let them know about what's about to happen. Like, before I go to dinner with you.
Let's go to dinner, call my bank, like, yo, listen. Some wild shit's about
what
to happen.
What you do is you stop at McDonald's on the way and then just eat McChickens while everybody else eats fucking Wagyu and
just fucking wait till we go for a dinner with the fucking Misfits. They are worse than any of us.
Blark, I don't care if I'm with the fucking Rock. I'm not spending a grand on dinner.
Yep. I don't care if, like, Obama and the Queen and Putin are there. It doesn't matter, bro.
My ass is still eating off the top.
They could be eating like the greatest steak. I'm going to be eating a McChicken. It doesn't matter.
All right, well, that's my splurge. I like to spend money on food. There we go. You know what? Everybody's got one.
Back on the topic, I think the only thing I can think of right off the top of my head is I have a pair of $1,100 shoes, and I don't ever fucking wear them.
Are they Vans?
No. They don't make that expensive Vans.
Are they the Saint Laurent ones you had?
No, they're Yeezys.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
They look like, bro.
Anymore,
they look
though.
Like fucking Yeezys. Look like fucking hovercrafts. I think they're ugly as shit.
They're all right. It's the all black.
They're comfy.
Like the
they're comfy
lettering.
As hell. I'll give them that. But like, they just feel like a regular Ultra Boost. That's like $220 or whatever it is.
Yeah. The only reason they were so expensive is because they're
idiots.
In my size. Well, if you wore like a normal foot size, you can get them for like $300.
That's still fucking stupid.
And a size fucking 17, yeah, they're pretty rare.
So you paid an upcharge
of because he's got clown
dollars,
yeah,
for shoes. This is just unreal to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Soup.
I mean, I think my most expensive pair of boots is
that amount.
But I think
I'm a cheap ass too. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I spend money occasionally, but like,
not.
I just,
yeah,
like,
it's
I,
rare for me.
Like, I just couldn't see myself buying a pair of shoes that's more than like $200, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
It's all about what you like. I mean, there's a lot of people who wouldn't buy your truck for as much as you bought it. They'd be like, "That's fucking ridiculous. It's a car. You just drive to point A to B." So, like,
yeah,
it's all about what you're interested in. Like, clothes are worth a fuck.
Talking about like food and shoes. I don't know. I know people are crazy about shoes.
You spent $5,000 on something that's going to be brown and log-like in a toilet 12 hours later.
What was your shit after that? Was your shit worth $5,000? Like, could you tell?
I don't know. I didn't take a bite.
Did it come out and it was like gold and like had diamonds in it?
I didn't take a bite. Just,
do they reimburse you? You shit out like a $20 bill?
Just like bring back a little scrap of the Wagyu and be like, yeah, give me like $50 back from that at least.
Just Wagyu.
It depends. It can range. Like, there's Australian up to like Japanese A5, and like I think Australian A9. Somebody who knows more about this can correct me. I think that's the cheaper of the Wagyus, and I think there's an American Wagyu too that's not actually Wagyu. It like it branches so much. So you from like a steakhouse, it can be anywhere from like $100 to like $1,000 for a steak. Depending on what you like getting.
That's crazy. I can imagine.
Yeah, it is insane. No, like, No, I like, I'll never just order myself like a Wagyu steak. It's always like a shareable thing. That's like,
I could do 100, no problem. But 1,000 on a piece of steak, nah.
Yeah, I mean, on a normal, at a normal steakhouse, $100
at a steakhouse isn't, you know.
There's no, on like a regular steak, there's like, if you're just going over dinner, there's no reason to spend more than like $50 to $100 max on a steak. Like, it's just like a once in a while thing, and like everybody shares in shit, and it's just fun. Got like a massive tomahawk Wagyu steak.
Is there a big difference between like that and filet mignon?
Well, you can get filet mignon that's Wagyu. That's the thing. Wagyu is a type of...
Oh, it's a cow, type of cow.
Essentially. Yeah, it's a type of cow, essentially. Mm. And like, it's just, instead of like... Filet mignon, for example, is normally a very tender but very fat-free steak. There's almost no fat on it other than a few lines of it, whereas Wagyu would be like marbled, so there's like fat in between all of the muscle and stuff. But like the best is ribeye, which I know is Soup's favorite steak as well. But yeah, a Wagyu ribeye is just fucking, it's insane. It's a lot. Like, I can't eat a full one, I'd probably puke. It's like a tasting steak. You don't really get it to like eat the whole thing kind of thing. You get it to like...
Then what the Everybody fuck split. Is the point?
A tasting steak?
Yeah, it's like a it's like a
that
nice
sounds
whiskey.
Like goddamn blasphemy to me.
No, it's
a
like
tasting a tasting steak.
Yeah, it's like super nice whiskeys or scotch. You just get them to like sip on. You don't drink every whiskey to get drunk.
No, if I'm spending a grand on steak and whiskey, it's gone. Like, I'm inhaling it. Yeah,
you would fucking puke if you inhale the full like 12-ounce fucking Wagyu ribeye. You'd throw up. It'd be
12
nasty.
Ounce. I just ate a 20-ounce ribeye the other day all to myself.
Did it have a bone in it though?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, there you go. I was gonna say that's a boneless 20-ounce. You are fucked.
Holy shit!
You are absolutely fucked. You're just getting colon cancer the second that hits your fucking colon. You'd be done. But yeah, Wagyu is good, but not honestly, I mean, 12, not worth the money. Ounces, it's just fun to try.
You've never eaten like a pound of food before?
Oh, I've definitely eaten a pound of food.
Like, I feel like a pound of food is not very much food.
Probably,
I mean, it's a lot,
but
it's
not like...
It's not enough to make you like vomit.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's like a Wagyu is almost all fat, so you're essentially just eating butter. Like,
saying so it's like the... Oh, okay.
Like,
I was thinking you were trying to say like 12 ounces was too much food to like...
I had a teacher that went to Red Lobster... during like all you can eat shrimp, and he ate so many shrimp that he got iodine poisoning.
Oh my god. That is
an addict. Jeez,
how does that even happen?
Iodine is like salt, right?
I don't fucking know. I mean, just know
like, you have like iodized salt.
Yeah.
So.
McNasty, there you go. You guys can look it up at home. That's what awful. That's what A5 Wagyu looks like.
It looks like a pig.
Yeah, it's just that's what I mean by if you ate 12 ounces of that, you're gonna throw up. Yeah, it's all fat. It's super rich. Like, it tastes good, but it's not something to eat on your own. Yeah, dude, you'd probably gain 20 pounds instantly.
Well, okay, I will say one time I spent like $75 on a bottle of whiskey, and
that's not that much.
I was drunk after like 2 shots.
Oh, yeah, it cask strength? Because cask strength is fucked. I got Smitty for, I think it was, I don't know, last New Year's or something. I just bought it.
It was like 180 proof or something?
It was like 180 proof.
It burns everything.
You could light it on fire. That's cask strength.
100%. And,
like, two of my, dude, I was kind of a pussy, because I hate doing shots, like, first of all. I just cannot do a full shot. I have to like sip on it, like do it by like in halves or whatever. My two, it's the worst.
That sounds nasty.
I just can't do them. I don't know what it is, but my two friends did them at the same time, and one of my friends projectile vomited, and then the other one ran out in the yard and vomited. That's how strong it was. But we were like hammered, so like part of me wants to think like, is it almost worth buying the more expensive whiskey, because you're going to get fucked up.
Getting fucked off one shot?
Instantly. Yeah, you're like, dude, if you don't eat all day and you do a shot of that, you're going to be drunk. Unless you're like a fucking alcoholic. Yeah. You know? But I don't know. Like, you could either buy like shitty whiskey and drink a lot of it.
Full bottle of it and not feel anything.
Right. Or you're going to be like, you know, kind of drunk or whatever. But if you buy that, then you're like guaranteed you're fucked. So, I don't know.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite go-to, like, alcohol or, like, cocktail?
Miller Lite.
That sounds very like wife beaty.
Yeah, it is very wife-beaty.
I don't know. It's just what I've all. That's what I'm used to.
Like if you since go was, to a, if you go to
since
a bar,
I was 15, okay. Drinking Miller Lite. So,
just, like you if know. You go to a bar, you'd ask for a Miller Lite.
Why do you like light beer?
I don't know. I don't really venture out into the crafty fucking.
Not well, not bearded, like that. But you can just get like regular
man
Miller,
fucking crafty like beer world.
Beers and
like,
stuff.
You can drink non-light
beer. I really like
beer.
This. I really like this like cherry beer. And then I like to go to Target and look at flowers after I drink it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, well, I'll
sit down on my typewriter and Miller.
McNasty's got a point. You can't just drink Miller.
Yeah, I know. I just always go to Miller Lite. I don't know why. It's just what I go to.
What is actually the difference between regular beer and light beer? Like, is there calories in beer? I know nothing about beer.
There's less alcohol, and it's not as strong as regular beer. Light beer literally tastes like somebody takes a regular beer, like regular Miller, pours it into a cup halfway, fills the rest up with water, and then shoots a little bit of extra carbonation into it.
I know a lot of people that don't like it, but it's just something that, I don't know, it's something I've always had, and that's what I just go to drink.
I just don't like beer. I don't know why. I've tried beer so many times.
I like Belgian white ales.
I don't know what
that is. Blue Moon. See, I like those. I drink Shock Top and I drink Blue Moon. I like putting a little orange.
Put the orange in it. Ooh, that makes it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I don't like dislike it. It's just like Miller Lite is something that I know that I'll always like. That's why I go.
So, like, is beer your favorite alcoholic beverage then?
It really just depends on the mood and vibe of where you are.
That's fair.
For me, I like Ciroc and Jack Daniel's Honey. Those are like my two go-tos.
Ooh, I've never had the honey Jack Daniel's.
Honey's good. Like if you drink it with just like Coke, sweet.
Yeah,
sweet. That good does flavor. Sound good.
I actually don't really like regular Jack. I don't like regular Jack. It's got a weird. I don't know. It's got a weird flavor to me.
My roommate likes Jack Rye, like the rye whiskey. I don't actually know what.
I don't think
is.
I've ever had that. Jack Daniel's.
Really?
Yeah, and I really like whiskey. I don't know. I don't know. I've just never.
You know what's good is
been around it to try it.
If you get Crown Royal Apple, or you probably do with Jack Daniel's Apple too, but if you get like an apple whiskey and then mix it with like Cran apple juice, that shit's good.
The best drink on the planet is an old fashioned. Dude, I'm
love
fucking obsessed
old
with it. I can literally, I could crush 20 old fashions in a night.
So
it's
so good.
It's usually bourbon. I always go for bullet bourbon. It's fantastic with it. And then it's usually one sugar cube crushed into it, a bit of bitters, and like an orange peel, like a bit of orange
like
zest.
Simple, or you can use like simple syrup.
Yeah, you can use the syrup instead of it. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's literally just like a little, it adds like a little bitter tint to it.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. It's like a sweet taste.
No, it's to like accentuate the other flavors in the alcohol.
Right,
it's,
but it's I mean like an old fashioned is sweet tasting.
Oh yeah, no, like, yeah.
That the bitters are used to kind of like offset the sweetness. Maybe
yeah,
I don't
it'd
know.
It'd be. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't
honestly
put butter in it.
Butter in it?
Okay. Don't want to put butter. There's always cherry.
That probably wouldn't actually be terrible. Like,
my favorite thing would be old fashions. Soup, do you ever get them with the maraschino cherry at the bottom and then you eat that and it just feels like you just took a whole shot from a cherry?
No, I've never had it with a cherry.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
I've had like four of them in my life, but every time I've had them, they're amazing.
Every time I ever go to a restaurant or like any bar or anything, I'm getting a fucking old fashioned. Then like every time I go to Smitty's too, I just make him make me one. He's pretty good at making them, and he does like this little thing where he lights the orange on fire and some crazy shit happens. I don't know. Shit gets fucking crazy at that house, but it's
really,
so good.
Every time I'm going out or like go to an event or whatever, if I'm going to party, vodka Red Bull. That is
dude,
that is my shit.
I know
that.
That
is like fucking crack
I know
cocaine.
That because this fucker tried to make me drink it so many times throughout
dude,
the last
vodka
2
Red
years.
Bull is like, dude, oh my god. You can probably tell if I'm drinking one in a video because I'll just be like fucking screaming. It's just like it is amazing. The best fucking drink.
The last time I saw you in person, you were walking around and you didn't even have them mixed. You had a Red Bull. It was you and Puffer. You had a Red Bull and you had a full bottle of vodka.
I've done that before.
He was literally walking by people pouring it into their mouths.
I've done that before. Like, I walked around with a party with a bottle and like a thing of Sprite.
I have a video of Soup just walking by Grizzy, be like, no, Grizzy, take some. And he just starts dumping it into his mouth. It's like, I'm ending racism. And just fucking walks away.
Oh, my God.
I can neither confirm or deny these obligations. Allegation. What is the word? Accusation?
Accusations.
What were we saying earlier about being out of school for a long time? Exactly. I said obligations.
Have I? I know I've told you guys, but I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast when Smitty's Uber ride with Soup. I know I've told you guys. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast.
I don't think you've ever done on the podcast, yeah.
All right, well, then I can retell them this fun old story. This was...
tell them I was hammered.
This was, what, 2 years ago? Yeah, this was before we were, like, super close. Like, we've recorded before. Goons didn't really exist yet.
Well, I didn't really know either of you guys, to be honest.
We knew each other, and I think we recorded a couple times, but it was still, like, we didn't know each other that well. And we were at, I think it was an Asus gaming party, whatever, it doesn't really matter. We were at some sort of stupid fucking Twitch or PAX party, whatever it was. I
think that was wasn't that a Facebook party?
No, because we had to leave the Facebook party because somebody couldn't get in. So we went to the other one, and then we sat on the pylons outside, and there's still a picture of us somewhere sitting on pylons, me, you, and Jay.
Yep.
But Smitty called an Uber. And I don't even know why you came into our Uber. I'm not really sure if we were going to the same place.
I don't remember, like...
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure.
Was that even supposed to come?
I don't think so, because... I didn't really know you guys.
Like, no, I mean, I knew you, but I didn't know you all well. I'm pretty sure we were heading
back to our hotel, and you were like, yeah, mine's a few blocks away from yours, so I'm just going to walk after. That's what I think was the plan.
No, because we went to another party after that.
Did we?
Yeah, when I started mopping the floor, I remember that.
What?
Yeah, dude, that was a long night. Dude, I ended up on Ms. Kiff's, like, live stream. I was, like, yelling into the camera. That was a wild night.
Yeah, that was a lot. All right. Anyway, to get on to this fun fact. So we barely knew each other. He got in our Uber. It was me, Smitty. I think we had Gray with us. I think it was me, Smitty, Gray, and then Soup. And Soup,
what a group.
Out of absolutely nowhere, asked the Uber driver if he would fuck his own sister. And the dude just, like, he was very, like, Asian, and he was probably in his, like, 50s, and he just, like, kind of made some, like, no-no noises and didn't really say anything about it, and then, like, awkwardly laughed.
And I was
laughed.
In the passenger seat.
Oh, that's so awkward. Oh, my God.
Me and Smitty were in the back seat, like, bro, this drive needs to fucking end. It was on Smitty's account, too, so he rated Smitty for that, not even you. You just hopped in a random Uber, just asked them that. Oh, that was...
I said a lot more, too.
Yeah, you know, you went off for a while, because we talked about how...
I was
having
a good old time.
We talked about how the Misfits got kicked out of their Uber because they were talking about fucking a sheep or something. Something stupid.
Well, I had asked that Uber driver if he wanted to fuck a goat, too. I remember that. I don't remember everything.
I remember the sister was first.
Would you fuck goat or whatever?
Yeah, I remember the sister was definitely first, and then I think you kind of progressed off that. But yeah, the whole ride was literally just complete and utter fucking chaos. And I barely knew Soup, and I was like, "This is a cool guy.
This is a cool dude.
Need to hang out with this guy more. I should start a brand with this guy." Like, and here we are.
But yeah,
2 years later,
we ended up going to some like rave party.
Oh,
they were playing like
dubstep. Yeah, no, I do. And okay, yeah, you're right. I remember that.
I think that's the night that Smitty really started to like me as a person.
Yeah, that was
because I was just being a big fucking idiot the whole night. Like, the janitors came by and they were like mopping the floor, and I was like, "Hey, can I hold that?" And she was just like, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like holding a drink closing. Or something. And
no,
I'm like,
I remember as it was closing at like 3 a.m.
mopping the floor. And I remember Smitty just like dying laughing. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, no, and then you had your little sailor shirt, and I remember you telling me about how you were upset that everyone was making fun of it, and you're just like, this is my only nice shirt.
Dude, I went to the mall and bought that shirt specifically. 4 packs. I spent $100 on that shirt.
And this little button-up shirt with like sailboats on
it. It was a polo sailboat shirt.
He was wearing a Metallica trucker hat too.
Yeah, a Metallica hat.
That was a fit.
Represent.
If it went hard. All right.
And Crispy told me that I looked good that night too.
Dude, that was actually the first year I met all those guys, I think.
Crispy dress is wild.
Yeah, he had.
Wild dresser.
Yeah, he
I
just
like
had
it, though.
He's
always colorful.
Yeah, he had everything just like striped. I remember, striped. I don't know what happened there.
It did.
that was a good time. Should we end it on,
yeah,
on the
this
note?
This podcast
of,
has been a good time. Yes.
I was gonna say, should we end it on the note of like, Soup asking our Uber driver to fuck? Mm.
Yes, sometimes I get retard mode.
Yes, just sometimes, huh?
Only sometimes, yeah, it's rare.
Yeah, once all in right. a blue moon. All right, Soup, do your little thing.
Like the video if you're watching on YouTube, download on Spotify. Comment some shit for us to talk about.
Please.
Hit the bell. Go to Spotify, hit the bell, like bell, Spotify bell,
bell,
Spotify
there.
Like the bell, comment the bell, Taco Bell, Spotify the bell.
Taco Bell.
Well, you heard it here first.
There you go.